You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Trained medical doctors commonly perform two types of food allergy tests. Now, there's a skin prick test, and the second commonly performed test is the blood test, or the RAST, R-A-S-T. Now, both tests look for hyperimmune reactions to foods by measuring the IgE level. Now, these tests can be very useful, but according to the foodallergy.org, 50 to 60% of the results give false positives. So let's welcome Dr. Stephen Wangen from the IBS Treatment Center, who will discuss what may be the reason for these false positives, but also how you can help patients from these types of suffering issues like allergies, food allergies, and irritable bowel issues at his treatment center. Hi, thanks so much for being here at Wellness for Life, Dr. Wangen. And now, is it worth getting a food allergy test?
Well, if you go to your conventionally typical allergist, like you mentioned, and what they'll do is often skin testing, and they do the RAST blood test, and that's only valuable for the few kinds of allergies that they're looking for, which is eczema, hives, anaphylaxis, just the few things that they're really tuned into that they consider allergies. And you mentioned that there's this high rate of false positive, and one of the problems with that is not because the tests are so bad. It's because the doctors interpreting the test only allow for certain symptoms to be caused by these allergies. So if they don't see those symptoms, they just look at the test results and say, well, these results don't have meaning. We'll ignore them because we're not seeing eczema, or we're not seeing hives, or we're not seeing anaphylaxis. And the fact is that they might be valuable anyway, but your doctor's not interpreting it that way. Unfortunately, what these tests don't do is capture things like, for example, gluten intolerance or celiac disease. You'd think that your allergist would be tuned into that, would say, hey, I want to figure out if you react to gluten. Well, that's just not part of their world. It's not part of their paradigm. So they don't test for that, and their tests that they use don't tie in with that at all. They have no value in diagnosing celiac disease or gluten intolerance. So it's a complex area where your allergist really is only looking at very few things, and those tests are only going to help you with a very few types of problems.
Right, right. So then at your center, IBS Treatment Center, IBS standing for Irritable Bowel Syndrome, how do you approach your patients? And it must be that you do other types of testing, it sounds to me.
Well, we do a lot of different things here, and we really have to approach each patient individually because IBS is such a broad term. It doesn't really tell us anything other than your bowel irritates you, and you know your bowel irritates you, and we need to figure out why that is. And getting that diagnosis of IBS might sound good. When people get it, they think, okay, great, I've got this diagnosis, but all it's done is ruled out a lot of other stuff. You don't have appendicitis, and you don't have gallstones, and you don't have Crohn's disease, and fortunately, you don't have those things. You don't have tumors, but you still have an irritated bowel. And so that's where most people, the 30 million or so people in the U.S. with this problem, end up. They go to the doctor. They basically get no answer, get a label called IBS, and then they say, well, now what? Now what? We have to start from the beginning. Yeah.
Good point.
We have to start
IBS
from the beginning.
Right, of course, of course. I mean, IBS, you know, a lot of people get these like you said, these diagnoses, but really, it's basically, the way I look at it is that you've got gas, bloating. These are some of the symptoms that you may be having out there. Gas, bloating, you might have diarrhea, constipation, pain, cramping, you know, reflux. All of this is related. But if you can target some of those food allergies that we've been talking about, that a lot of these symptoms go away. You know, it's a functional disorder.
Well, exactly. There's a cause. And that's the whole point. I think that's the point that really needs to be made, is that there really is a cause, and this is not something you just solve with a drug. And if you find improvement with the drug, you're not curing the problem. You're just treating the symptom. And so what we need to do is figure out why exactly is this problem happening. And those are the symptoms. It could be constipation, could be diarrhea, could be gas or bloating, could be abdominal pain, could be the whole combination. People often get all of that or just one of those symptoms. But then it's, well, what's going on in that gut? Are you reacting to a certain food and don't realize it? Are you reacting to several foods and don't realize it? Do you have a bacterial problem and don't realize it? That gut's just this amazing ecosystem that's loaded with different organisms, and all kinds of fantastic things are going on in your digestive tract that we need to understand better so we can solve your problem. Because if you just go out and Google it, you're going to find a million different answers. You know, there's all these different diets out there and all these different recommendations and different products and supplements, and everybody says they're going to cure your IBS. And the problem with all that is that they're not right for most people, but they are right for some people. And that's what we have to figure out is, okay, wait a minute, for you, you really do need this or that, or you really do have a bacterial problem, or you really do have candida, or you do have a parasite, or you have a gluten reaction, or a dairy reaction, or an egg reaction, or soy, or on and on, you know, and it goes on and on. So we have to help people sort out that big, complex picture of issues so that we can help them get the right treatment plan that's actually going to solve their problem, as opposed to just sending them off and saying, well, this is the plan we give everybody, and if it doesn't solve your problem, then it's still your problem, it's not mine. And that's what I find happens in medicine too often is, people are told, well, all the results looked good, so you don't really have a problem, you're fine. And then you're left thinking, well, it's all in my head, it must be stress, or who knows, I just need some fiber or something. And that's not right. That's really not where the answers usually lie. Usually it's a lot more complex than that.
Right. I love what you're saying. I think you're like the IBS detective, and you get all the details, looking at it at every angle, you know. And it sounds to me that when you talk about parasites, I see that very commonly in my practice too. People don't realize that in America, we've got these kind of bugs that can clearly cause so much of these irritable bowel issues. But how do you detect that? You've got to use a stool test. I'm assuming that's what you do, right?
Well, there are a lot of different tests out there, and you've probably heard of a lot of these, and there are all kinds of different tests and tools that are somewhat, you know, considered by the conventional medical community alternative, and they all have different strengths and weaknesses. So we use a variety of tests from around the country that are, there are very unique labs. There are labs that do DNA stool analysis where you can just literally map out the gut ecosystem. There are all kinds of different food tests that look at foods in different ways, And so really our expertise is in knowing the strengths and weaknesses of these tools and being able to apply them in the right people at the right time and say, okay, this is what we need to look for you. And then once we rule things out, we can move on to other things. So it's a huge topic that we could spend all day talking about, but there's a lot of good information that can be gleaned that most people have never had run. You know, they've never had anything like it done, and it's just something that we specialize in at the IBS Treatment Center in helping people solve those kinds of problems.
That's great. It sounds to me it's like a one-stop shop for IBS and gut disorders. And you have two locations. What's great is that you have one here by me. I'm in Los Angeles, and you have a center there. But you're located in the Seattle office, right?
I happen to be in the Seattle office. That's where we founded our clinic over 10 years ago. And then over 2 years ago, we opened up a clinic in Los Angeles area that's doing very well. And it's just really exciting to see people get better. In fact, I just got a message from a patient this morning who just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is amazing. I've never felt this great in years and years. And she's in her 60s. And that's just the kind of thing their lives are being impacted so much, and they can't do the things they want to do. And that's what we want to see, is people be able to go out and travel and go places in the car and do the things that otherwise they would be panicked to or just too sick to do.
Oh, that's great information. Absolutely. What a great testimonial. You're absolutely right. A lot of times people feel like they're slaves to their home because they don't know what's going to happen with their bowel movements, etc. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Wang, and I'm really happy that you are here to share your information of the IBS Treatment Center. So ibstreatmentcenter.com, check it out. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.